The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked, you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. So this Sunday is the last one in the church calendar. Next Sunday begins Advent. And the biblical theme for Advent actually began a couple of weeks ago. As you can tell from the gospel reading today, it's the last day, the day that Jesus comes again. In other words, Judgment Day, the time when all humans will stand before God and be accountable for what they've done with the life that God gave them. But even more, it's an ancient concept that Christians inherited from our Jewish cousins. And it's a common question, really, I think, no matter what religion you are. At the end of life, a person wonders if they've lived a good enough or just enough life or done enough with their life. But even more, it's based on this understanding and this of the last day is based on trust in God and was developed when ancient Jewish people struggled with the fact that people who did evil in this world seemed to get away with it, and sometimes were even rewarded by their actions, as in getting richer by enslaving or killing other tribes and taking their possessions. Because the ancient Jewish people believed that God was all about justice and desired that all creatures and his whole creation be ruled by justice, they trusted that if people didn't have to answer to God in this world, they would in the next, on the last day. And that's where this gospel parable or story is centered, on that day when humans get judged. And for Christians who see God most clearly revealed in the crucified and risen Christ, we see it as Jesus returning, his second advent or coming. First one was in a manger. So which are you, sheep or goat? That's the question that comes to most minds when they hear this parable. How to be a sheep? At first hearing, it may kind of sound obvious. You take care of your neighbor, especially those that get forgotten by others. The hungry, the thirsty, the cold, the homeless, those in prison. The king of the parable surprisingly identifies with those who are invisible to others, the outcasts. He counts himself among those, the vulnerable and the suffering. If you encounter them, you encounter him. So how are we doing with that, comes the question. How are you doing with that? If the point of the parable is to get you to try harder to be a sheep, then I would tell you, you need to do more, you need to think about your neighbor more, you need to recognize your neighbor more, you need to do more, care for the least of these. That's where you'll find Christ. That's all true. But when the reading comes back around in 3 years, I'd ask you the same question. And would you be more assured? Once more, you may go away from here, vowing to care more, be less complacent, be more intentional, whether through this parable or another part of scripture or an experience in life. See, the trouble is when the point of God's word is to say, try harder, we do it for a time or for a long time and we develop habits and good for our neighbor, but we're never quite sure if we've become a sheep yet. And that's how we usually tend to interpret Jesus' parables and really much of what he says and much of scripture as a demand to try harder, to be more intentional at being good, a good person, a good Christian, a good disciple, a good human being, so that in the end, we'll be on the right side. And for Jesus, it's interesting. Notice, it's not only about justice anymore, it's about mercy. For Jesus, it's not only about outward actions, it's about what's going on in our heart. But see, if we interpret this parable or scripture this way, I think we completely miss the point. Jesus' parables always have something surprising to them and turn things upside down. Notice, in this parable, the sheep were not intentional at all. They had no idea that they'd helped anybody. Lord, when was it that we saw you? So, surprisingly, the point of this parable is not to try harder to be sheep. As a matter of fact, the goats were the ones who were intentional, tried to be good. Why else would they ask, when did we see you and not take care of you? They were running their mind over all the times when they did their good works and helped the poor. They didn't remember seeing the king. When did we not do it? We did it. See, there are 2 points to this parable. First, a very minor point. The king identifies with those who are least valued in our world, those who suffer. And notice there's no mention of innocence, just suffering. Which isn't very surprising from Jesus, who himself always dined and gathered the outcasts of society. But second, and here's the real kicker and the main point, the goats thought they were sheep, and the sheep thought they were goats. The sheep had no idea they'd done those things, and the goats wanted to debate the point that they didn't do enough. So which are you, sheep or goat? Well, if you know all of the good works you've done and feel like you've done your fair share and wonder why others haven't done as good as you, I did practice that. I Googled that this morning. It did sound more like a sheep than a goat. That's supposed to be a goat. And I think it woke everybody up, too. That's good. Seriously. It's not about having a false sense of humility or trying to make yourself feel guilty. It's about being honest. Trusting Christ, having faith, is an experience of relief, of comfort, of freedom. But it's steeped in an honesty about who we are and our shortcomings so that God can over and over again forgive and embrace us and we can experience comfort and freedom instead of guilt and shame. What does it take to be sheep? Not trying harder. That's how you get to be a goat. Sheep simply admit the truth that we really are goats. That there's goat inside each of us. That we're sinners until the day we die. Which drives us to trust in Christ and not our works. Sheep simply admit the truth that we're goats. See, those who thought they were goats were welcomed joyously by the king, not because they'd performed justice or a required number of hospital visits or gave enough clothing or money to charities, all good things, but because they went about their work trusting God, which means that they naturally admitted coming up short. It's not about even having a certain amount of faith, because we don't have it. Faith is a gift. The sheep's eyes were on their neighbor's needs and not on their own scorecard. They were on the king and their neighbor. And yet, just as in this parable, the king calls all goats sheep, welcomes us joyfully, and gives us all he has. Just as on the cross, there wasn't a righteous one left. Jesus forgave and embraced all humanity in the midst of our brokenness. Just as in baptism, though sinner, God calls us a saint and tells us to hang on to that identity. Just as in communion, though we fall short, we're joyfully welcomed and fed by God's grace. The goat in us will be sent away because it can't withstand God's presence at the end of time. The sinner in us, the evil in us, the insecure one in us that has to prove ourselves to the world will be gone in the end. All evil in the world will be gone in the end, will be consumed. All that will be left is trusting God, caring for the neighbor. That's why we look forward to Jesus' second coming. Even those parts of us that are sinful and insecure and get wrapped up in all sorts of evil things, done away with in the end. This morning at the late service, a group of young men and women will affirm their baptism. And just imagine, there are 8 of them, all 8 unique young men and women, different talents and passions and faith, even though they may not even see it at some points. Just imagine all of the people connected to those 8, how many lives each one touches. They participate in and offer so many blessings every single day. That's God at work. And they're also then like the rest of humanity, like the rest of us here today, trusting naturally in the self, self-definitions instead of our maker. And yet, it's them and each of us that God embraces and affirms in Christ, in his word. Because we're never sure in life whether we're a sheep or a goat, whether we're good enough or just enough or have done enough, God promises and affirms in us, in Christ, that you and I, that we are his beloved sheep. Amen.